Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone. How's everybody doing today?
Good. Come on, we can do better than that. Good morning and wake up. Let's go. Get going. What a gorgeous weekend.
All right. Hey, Spence, how are you doing today?
Everything's great over here. Got lots of prizes.
Ooh.
Are we the so much more? Karen and I are the so much more.
Are we so much more?
Yeah,
the Kim Pagano Show and so much more. No, you're the friends part, you know? Anyways, I am so glad that you are here. You're starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. And I am your host. We've got lots of stuff to talk about. In fact, our first guest we're going to talk about is the new Southern Table. And we got, we're going to be talking about cooking. I just did, you know, our friends from Deerdorf and Seasons. I went to a cooking class over there.
How was that?
It was awesome. Yeah, we had a really good time. It's all like clean eating, and
they were sold out. I couldn't come.
Sold out.
Yeah,
yeah. It's awesome. So it was really good.
This guy's book is gorgeous. I would buy. I don't buy cooking books. I would buy this book, and I would start cooking everything in this book.
There you go. Well, I do want to tell you a little bit about our show. One, we have a show from 6 to 7 right now. So glad you are up. And then again from 2 to 3, completely different shows, and we have amazing guests. And of course, co-hosting with me is Coach Ron Tunick. Everybody knows him and dear friend of mine. And then of course, Karen Campbell's here from Troop Realty. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good, good. And then of course, Spence. And our phone number here again is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And what we do is our phone lines are open all the way through our show. So all you have to do is when you hear a giveaway, call up, leave your name, your number, and your email, and a part of our team will get back to you. And I just want to appreciate, we had a couple callers last week. I kind of shared them with Coach. What were they, Coach?
Well, because I say you can hear the station from Santa Monica to Santa Maria. And you can, but there's that little 2-mile section by Gaviota when you go through the tunnel. No, you can't hear the station when you're going. Anyways,
but I appreciate your phone call, Mike.
Got a
thank
lot
you
of
so
calls
much.
Yes,
yeah,
last
we
week.
Had a ton of calls, so keep those calls coming. And the other thing that I don't have young listeners. I had all my listeners call up.
I don't
right?
believe she was 30 years old. Brother. You want to hear? Let's do some sounders. Here's like.
Wasn't my caller that called up, right?
We could do sounders, Tommy.
God.
Duck sounders.
Oh, God.
I'm just
you
saying.
You are. Anyways, I just want to remind anybody, if you're just tuning in right now, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side of the 805, and we've got some really great guests. And if you miss any part of our show, go to kimpaganoshow.com. We also like us on Facebook because I post my shows there, and we got lots of giveaways. We got a sweepstake that's coming up with lots of fun stuff to give away. And again, the phone number here, 419-0008. Our guest today is Chef Bryce Stevens. That's our first guest. We're going to talk with him. And then Bog Miglani and Embrace the Chaos. Okay, do you don't have any
take
chaos
a deep
in
breath,
your life,
girl.
Right?
Take
I know,
a deep
I know.
Breath this
there
morning.
You, go.
You are going.
God. And Barbara Dianis, and she'll be talking about grades. You know, I've got one son. All my kids are through high school now, but I've got this one son that I'm just trying to get there. So if anybody has anybody like that, grandchildren,
why don't
children,
you homeschool them and then you can go A. Oh,
that's
you are?
Still not how it works. So
that's really?
No. I do want to mention one thing really quick. There is a bowl for kids, and that's the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Ventura, and that's over at Harley Simi Valley Bowl, and that's March 29th today, and that is 11:30. Go over there, support them, and it's a great thing. If you haven't registered yet, get a team. It's easy, it's quick, and it's free. So go do a great cause. Spence, what do we got? What are we going to give away?
For tonight, we have Boogie Nights at the Canyon Club, Agoura Hills. A great set of songs, all from the 70s, the disco era. We also have the Dan Band, Canyon Club in Agoura, and that's a great, great band, and you're going to be rocking and rolling with the Dan Band. Herb and Dorothy, and that's 50 by 50 Ventura Film Society. Great films come up with them. That's for April 8th. And we have Cesar Millan, if you're into pooches.
That is going to be happening
at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. How about some food? Good Morning Cafe, $20 gift certificate. Noah's Bakery, a free dozen bagels, and complimentary Papa John's pizza from Moorpark.
There you go. And as you mentioned, the Good Morning Cafe, I just want to tell everybody to go out there or check it out. It's located off of Arneal in Camarillo. And not only is it the friendliest cafe in Camarillo, but it's a mom and daughter team. I love mom and daughter teams. And oh my God, Christine and Shayna, they are going to give you the amazing, first of all, everybody gets these little fresh baked little rolls on their table. Everybody gets one. But their cinnamon roll French toast, their chili verde, oh my gosh, to die for. Anyways, go check it out. It's located right off of Arneal, and we are giving away a $20 gift certificate. Their hours are every day of the week, 6 to 3, breakfast, lunch, and takeout. So go check out Good Morning Cafe. Well, let's bring on our first guest right now. And again, if you are just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I got Coach Ron Tunick, and I've got Karen Campbell here from Troop Realty, and of course Spence here, and we appreciate you listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And Bryce, are you there?
I am.
Hey,
thanks for having me.
Oh, good. Nice to see you. And now here's a question. Oh my God, Coach is like looking through your book.
Oh,
what
the pictures
an amazing
are incredible.
Book. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I grew up in the deep south, Birmingham, Alabama, and grew up with kind of soul food, country food, all the kind of classic collards, field peas, okra, all those classic southern ingredients. Ended up traveling a lot throughout life and actually lived in France for a little while, lived in Rome for a little while, and kind of got influenced by the food over there and sort of came full circle back in Charleston, South Carolina now, and cooking and writing about Southern food, working on cookbooks is my first book, and it's all about these classic Southern ingredients, but I twist them in all kind of ways. So Southeast Asian influences, South American influences, Mediterranean influences, and kind of riff on each ingredient.
Now, Bryce, and I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in, we're talking with Chef Bryce Stevens. His book is The New Southern Table. And so it's all like classic ingredients, right, revisited. I mean, now, were you like a little boy that liked to cook?
You know, I always loved to eat, but I didn't really get into cooking until college. I think I had kind of a natural just love of food, you know, like a lot of cooks do, but then traveling really sparked that, seeing markets and all the beautiful food kind of all over the world. So those two things kind of came together.
I love it. Now, you mentioned okras. Okras are one of my favorites, but what are some great ways to cook them? I mean, do you buy them fresh? I like to buy all our stuff fresh, and then what do you do with them?
Yeah, I think fresh if you can. Love them in gumbo. People worry about the slime a little bit. You know, on the interior, it's easy to get rid of that. Sear it really hot in a hot pan or roast it at high heat in a really hot oven. I like to cook it either short or really long so that it breaks down, kind of one of those two.
What do you mean short or long? What does that mean?
Well, for
you're
example,
short and I'm long.
I got for, that part. You're oh. absolutely right.
The first recipe in the book is a roasted okra with olive oil, lemon, and sea salt. So really hot oven, 450, but literally just for like 8 minutes. So it's just bright green and tender, and then squeeze lemon on it, sea salt, and eat it right then. That's a short. But then with something like gumbo, if you cook it for a really long time, it breaks down and sort of adds a thickness to the soup. And that's sort of like either short-cooked meat, like beef, or a braise, kind of the same thing with okra.
I wish I could ask a good question. I don't know anything about cooking. Are you a chef at a restaurant? I don't need to know. Hello. Are you a chef at a restaurant?
I don't cook. I have cooked in restaurants before, but I mostly am a writer. I do writing and freelance writing. I've written for Bon Appetit. And I don't know if you all know Garden and Gun magazine, local Southern one, Southern Living.
Nice. So
and
here's
a co-written book.
Yeah. So that's cool. So you were a writer, and then you wrote a cookbook.
Yeah, it's sort of a little bit of an unusual leap, but I've worked on a bunch of books before, so kind of had that writing and editing experience, and really it's home cooking.
Okay, and I like that, home cooking. So what's the difference between new Southern cooking and traditional Southern cooking?
You know, I think traditional Southern cooking is often stereotyped. You think fried chicken, you think biscuit, cornbread. I love all those things.
Grits.
But I wanted to really focus on the freshness
fried
of
okra.
The ingredients. Exactly. Yeah, fried okra or just even okra and tomatoes. But I wanted to branch out from that beyond to kind of reflect what's going on in the South now, and that is that you have people doing beautiful things with all the local ingredients, chefs like Sean Brock in Charleston, and people applying Asian influences to things like okra, and really sort of a diverse influence in cities like Atlanta, Birmingham, Memphis, Nashville. That's I think it's a really cool place that Southern food's going.
You know, I'm looking in your book right now. Oh, my gosh, would never thought to put this together. Steak tacos with watermelon salsa.
Yeah, you know, I love to eat watermelon just by itself. It's a beautiful ingredient that you can treat like a tomato, too. It's good in gazpacho. It's good in the salsa. It has similar flavor, similar texture, just a little bit sweeter.
You know, my husband and I have really been doing this clean eating. We've actually started cooking together. It's so much fun. And he's losing a lot of weight, okay? I'm losing a little bit of weight. But, you know, just I had to go out and buy all these different spices. And it's really interesting when you start to really dissect what you're eating and you know, kind of less meat, less red meat, more chicken, fish, salmon.
Yeah.
All that stuff is really good for you. I'm looking at another recipe, dandelion peach and goat cheese salad. Sounds amazing. But what is dandelion greens?
So dandelion green is the green that you see growing on the sidewalk with a little dandelion flower.
You're allowed to eat that?
You recommended that you buy it in the store.
If you're hungry, you'll eat it.
Or pick it from a really, really clean place. But yeah, it's delicious. It's got like a nice bitter flavor, almost like broccoli rabe, but even more bitter, which is why I pair it with peaches, because you have the really sweet peach flavor that contrasts and balances out that bitterness, and then you get the richness.
It's a little irritating flower to me. It's like people that don't take care, you know this, Karen, people that don't take care of their properties, that little
get those flower. Dandelions.
Yeah, they grow
in.
Up in the.
Well, now you can go and eat them, and
I'm
you
trying
know.
To rejuvenate it.
Yeah, you know what? It really is interesting that I mean, all the foods that I see out there, like Whole Foods and all that, are all stuff that you wouldn't really think that you could eat, and you can. So I love it. Now, let me ask you, okay, now we're getting down to a recipe here, chocolate and sea salt peanut brittle. Yum. Does that sound delicious?
Sounds delicious.
Yeah.
But the best thing about his book is he shows beautiful pictures. He plates his food. Then he gives you the recipe. Then he gives you a little story. I mean, this is not to patronize you. I don't know you from Adam, but this is well done, pal.
Well, thanks a lot. I actually did the photography, too. So
you did?
Yeah, I did. It was a lot of fun to do the whole thing. You know, it's like edible. You create the art, you take a picture of it, and then you eat it. It's a good three-step process.
What does that book sell? What is that book? First of all, where can you buy the book? On Amazon?
Amazon, yeah. Right now is the best place to do it. Amazon or Barnes & Noble online, and then it is in some big bookstores and some smaller ones.
That would be a nice gift for anybody, Kim.
It really
seriously.
Would.
Any kind of a birthday gift, a thank you gift. Instead of bringing a bottle of wine tonight to dinner, get the book and bring the book.
Great idea.
I'll be your agent, pal. That's a beautiful book.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. I'm so glad you all like it.
Yeah, no, it's great. Now, let me ask you, what is your favorite recipe?
You know, one of my favorites in the book
donuts.
Is a collard
green. That's your favorite
recipe.
Collards?
Collards. I wrap them like you would cabbage, stuff them with ground lamb and tomato recipe, sort of a Middle Eastern influence with a tomato sauce on it. But I love the pairing of that rich lamb wrapped inside the bright green blanched collard green leaf. It's something that I kind of crave a lot. Really satisfying, but pretty healthy too.
I'd like to pool our money and bring this guy to California and just have him cook for a week.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
I'm serious.
I love California.
Yeah. Okay. You're coming.
Love it.
Yeah. Now, you know what? Do you do that already? Do you do parties for people? I mean, is this your forte?
Well, I do. I've done a lot of events for the book here in Charleston and Birmingham where I grew up, and I'm doing speaking engagements all over, talking about food in the South, and haven't made it out to California yet, but I love it out there.
Let us know.
Where's your accent, though? If you need to have an accent with the book.
Like a Southern accent? Yeah. He's not like a Southern belle, right?
I mean, it's not. I've moved around a little. I think you kind of start talking like whoever you're talking to. I could exaggerate it a little bit.
Now, here's my question. Okay, you know, what I've heard that works the best is seasonal cooking. Is that something that you do?
I think that that's right. I mean, I think, you know, it's
Oh, did you hear that little? Yeah, I love. So
why?
Draw it out a little bit.
There you go.
I mean, I think the quality of the ingredients when they're fresh and in season are best. So it's a way of cheating. You do, you know, less to it and it tastes better. I think the quality of ingredients is the place to start.
Right. Okay. So, of course, I want to ask you this because this was one of my challenges. It was interesting. We were trying to do our diet, my husband and I, right? They give you like a shopping list and he's like, oh God, we got to get all this stuff. I'm like, have it. Because I already tried to do this, you know, clean eating, but now it was his idea. So that was even better, you know, but what are some of the spices that you need and staple ingredients that people would want to have in their home?
You know, I love all kinds of chilies for heat, like ancho. You can get ancho chili powder. You can get chipotle chili powder. You can get habanero chili powder. All kind of chili powders really wake things up. I love a good curry powder. I mean, saute onion, put the curry powder right in it, put any vegetable in, and it's going to end up tasting delicious. That's one of my go-tos also. Of course, fresh herbs are another great way of cheating. I mean, nothing like adding a big handful of freshly chopped parsley or cilantro or basil to something.
There you go.
It's really going to elevate it beyond what it would without it.
Wow, I love it. Where do we get your book? Again, Chef Bryce Stevens, The New Southern Table.
Yeah, just search The New Southern Table, Amazon, and it should come up there. It's on barnesandnoble.com, too, and then some local bookstores.
You got it. Well, good luck, and thank you for sharing on the Kim Pagano Show. I love it.
I enjoyed it. Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. All right, we are going to take a really quick break, and Spence, let's give something away.
Hey, let's roll out. How about if we go with a food group? I love the Good Morning Cafe. Since we are here in the morning, might as well get people thinking about that Good Morning Cafe, a $20 gift certificate. How about that?
There you go. 805-419-0008. 419-0008. And that is for the cafe, the Good Time Cafe, right here off of Arneal in Camarillo. And $20. So get your calls in right now. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. When we come back, we're going to talk about Embrace the Chaos and how India taught this guy, Bob, how to stop overthinking and start living. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and good morning. I hope you are just joining us. If you are right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And you know what? Thanks, Karen. She was saying, you need to tell people why you do this show. And it's just about bringing happiness. Me, you know, I am a hair therapist, and I am all about people looking good, feeling good, and doing good. Really, that is the bottom line. I mean, that's why I get up here every Saturday and talk to you, because I bring different amazing guests that have challenged their life and are doing it better. So thank you for
having me
share that.
I think that's real important for people to know.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So our next guest is Bob Miglani. And did I say that right, Bob?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, good. And your book is amazing, Embrace the Chaos. I mean, we all have chaos in our lives, right? I'm telling
absolutely.
You, four kids, how could I not? But I want to know how India taught you how to stop overthinking and start living. That's one of the things that I tend to probably do, overthink. I've gotten a lot better, but, you know, we kind of second guess ourselves, or we kind of, you know. Anyways, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you, Kim. You know, we all do that. We overthink, we overanalyze, and we think about the future so much, and we worry about it all the time, and it gives us so much stress. And for me, what it did was it made me feel stuck. I looked at the future, and I overanalyzed and overthought about everything, and I got stuck. I moved my career here in, you know, home America, and then it was this phone call of a friend who said, "Hey, Bob, can you show me India?" And I said, sure. So I growing up in the U.S., but I was born in India, and I go back there. And so I took him to India, and he sort of was very confused at the end of it. He said, "This place is crazy. How does anything get done in a country of a billion people, from the roads to trying to find a job to happiness and how people get married? Just so many people, complicated, very uncertain." And what I told him was something that really had a profound effect on me and helped change my life, and I had that realization at that moment, which was this. I said, you know, it's sort of like an Indian wedding. Life is like an Indian wedding. It's very big, very chaotic, lots of people, always starts late. And there's flowers are, you know, not on the table, but on the floor. There was a horse, there was an elephant, a lot of confusion, you know, a lot of disorder. But at the end of the 10 hours, two people get married and everything works out in the end. You have to embrace the chaos, meaning you have to accept the craziness, the uncertainty, the zigs and zags of life. And once you do that and you stop overthinking and trying to find the order in things, you know, and enjoy the moment, enjoy the present moment, because that's really what we have. And to me, that was a great lesson that helped me realize that, you know, this country of India, of a billion people, can help us really understand what it's like to live in a world that's constantly changing. And I began to run. Yeah.
I love that. Bob, why were you over in India?
Well, I was helping him do a business project. So I go to India once in a while for my family and for my job here and there. And he was going over a business project. He'd never been there before. And he said, "Can you show me the place and sort of be my guide?" And so I was trying to help him. And it was a point in my life where I was just in a spiral of anxiety and doubt. And I was in a tough place. And, you know, a friend called me and says, "Hey, can you help me?" I said, "Sure, let's go do something." And what I realized, it was this accident, this happy accident of being in India. And realizing that, yes, life is crazy, and we have to learn to accept it and move forward. And that's the only thing, that's what I learned to do, and that's what I wrote about in Embrace the Chaos.
I love it. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show here on 1590 KVTA every Saturday morning from 6 to 7, and then again from 2 to 3, completely different shows. It's all about making you happy. Look good, feel good, do good. And, you know, I love this, and I'm sure I'm asking everybody out there that's listening right now, do you overthink? Is that something that you do? Coach, do you overthink?
Sometimes I do. I like what Bob is saying. There's, I was just reading a couple of things in his book.
Well, on part two, it says, don't overthink, don't overanalyze, don't overplan, and don't try to predict the future. Hello?
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
But one of the things he says is we receive, which is so true, we receive so much data, so much information. How are we able to manage it, decipher it, know what's real? All of that, I think, causes a lot of anxiety for some people because we can't sort out the real from the unreal, or we can't sort out.
Are you talking about like media? I just have to just say this. Thank God. I mean,
media is also your smartphone. Remember, we're going to talk about that this afternoon.
We are going to talk about that. That is true. But, you know, this plane that was missing, God, the emotions, these poor people.
I can't imagine.
Telling you, thank God I don't have any family, but that's our family out there. We are a family as a nation. And the drama that, you know, of thinking that they found something. No, they didn't find something. Thinking that were they, you know, unconscious before they went down. It's the unknown and how emotional. It's our life is on an emotional roller coaster.
Yes.
Every single day we turn on the TV.
Yes.
And that's such an uncomfortable place to be.
Yeah, and what we try to do is we try to get, you know, mind tries to get certain, and that's the problem, is we try to get our heads around something to understand it fully. And the reality is, you know, we may never be able to understand. And that's where we get down this spiral of worry and anxiety. I'll give you an example of one of my stories I wrote about in India. Is I was trying to catch a bus. I said, I want to do a locals deal. So I said, I was in this crazy city. I said, I want to do a locals deal. I want to take a bus. And so I go to the bus stop with a cousin of mine. And I said, so he says, start running. He said, what do you mean? I said, you know, he said, oh, the bus is coming. And I looked at the bus, because it's completely full. People hanging on their fingernails all around the metal bars out in the windows outside of the bus. It was completely full. And I said, I am not getting on that bus. It's so full. I'm going to wait for the next bus. And he said, no, they're all that full. And, you know, as I was, the second bus came, again, my mind started overthinking. You're going to get hurt. You're going to fall. You're going to go to the hospital. Did you see the needles over here? You know, you sort of get into this one negative thought to another, and it disables us. It disables us from moving forward. That's what the overthinking does, and that's what it did to me. Finally, the third bus came, and I was real, you know, I was determined to get on that bus. And again, this was an overcrowded bus, and I was trying to get on it. And basically, buses don't slow down in India. You have to run on. You can't, you know, you have to, they don't stop. They have to run on and catch on. And so finally, my mind started going again into self-doubt, this third bus that was coming. And I said, I just wanted to silence that. And I just stopped it. And so what I started doing was I started walking a little bit. And then that walk turned into run, and I caught the bus. I was able to get on the bus.
I love it. So good. And, you know, and that's the picture that you have on your cover here.
Yes.
You know, I just got back from Ecuador, my husband and I, and had no idea what we were expecting. And it was so much fun. But what I think what you're talking about is we are accustomed to a certain way of life, and so that's what we expect. And if you are open to changes and that you can look at everything as an opportunity and go, okay, well, what am I going to learn from this, you know?
Yes.
I mean, you just go with it. I mean, there was a where we were hungry, really hungry, and my husband's like, we can't, they're not going to understand us. We can't go eat right now. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'll show them, like, I want a chicken leg. You know, and I'm like showing him my, and my husband's like, oh my God, he calls me Lucy, but that's, you know, and you can get through to anybody. That's what life's about. I love it. Embrace the chaos. I love that. So, okay. I mean, you talked about some funny stories, and now how has this shaped your life?
Well, you know what I've become less stressful. I've stopped worrying about the future as much as anyone can. I mean, I always think about it when I have kids, and, you know, it's very challenging these days. But you always think about it, but I've become less stressful. And here's why. One is that I've realized that the control that I used to think that I have, meaning I should think I can control everything in my life, and it puts so much stress on me, you know? What I realize is I have less control than I really think, you know? I can't control my boss. I can't control my kids. You know, another thing I can control the rest of my life. What I realize, though, the good news is I can't control myself. I can control my thoughts, my actions, and my words. And so the control, bringing back that control, not in, on the environment, not on my boss and my dad and my kids and all of that, but to myself. And making myself, you know, sort of managing through that made me less stressed out and less worried about the future. And focusing on the things I can do about it. You know, that's the real struggle for me, was trying to fight all the challenges in life. And you can't fight them all. So what you have to do is instead is really get your mind attuned to fixing yourself more than you fix other people.
I
and so that
love
was really
that. Amen. I mean, really, that is awesome. And I hope that my listeners, I hope we're all listening, because that's what it's about, is learning from other people's journeys. And I love it. Coach, what? Yes.
I love how he, I don't want to give his book away, because I think really just listening to him, everybody should read this book. It's easy to read. He's done a brilliant job. But I love chapter 4, How to Choose a Spouse in an Hour. I love that. I love that. So you say you can adapt to anything. You just don't know it yet.
Yes.
And I do workshops, too, similar. And I say that you can change your life in a minute. You've heard me say that, Karen.
And I've actually done it. Followed your lead.
Yeah. So share with us chapter 4. I don't want to give too much away, because your book is brilliantly done. It's called Chaos, Embrace the Chaos. And I like your subtitle, How India Taught Me to Stop Overthinking and Start Living.
Yeah.
So tell me how to find a spouse in an hour.
Well, you know, when I was growing up, I met my wife in a blind date, and my parents, and even my wife's parents from India, and they met, you know, within a course of 10 minutes, and they got married. This was, you know, 40 years, 45 years ago. So they didn't know each other. It was these arranged marriages. So recently, about a couple of years ago, I met this beautiful young woman in New Delhi, modern woman, educated, PhD and everything. And she told me the story of how she met her husband. And she basically met him on two dates. And he asked her to get married on the second date. And she said yes. And I said, wait a minute, I know this happened 50 years ago in this country. I mean, arranged marriage is getting married very quickly. But don't you want to know the guy? Doesn't he get a chance to know you, get to know his family? And she said, you know, I know that, you know, he's a good guy. I feel like he's a good guy. But here's what I do know for sure. I know is that in life, I know we're going to encounter problems. I know every relationship has its ups and downs. I accept that. And what I realize, though, is we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out as we go. And that was her way of saying, I know there are going to be challenges, but we can adapt to anything.
Wow.
She was talking about her resiliency.
I'm in it for the ride. I'm in it for the journey.
Yes.
I love it. And you
and
know
we'll
what?
Figure it out.
Yeah, if everybody was in it for the journey, you know, of saying, hey, you know what? I think our chemistry is good. I think that I like you. Our morals are there.
Right.
Let's just go for it. That's
right.
That's what it's all about.
And the thing is, and what it is it tells us that each of us has to unlock our potential, unlock our resiliency, and you can only do that when you're confronted with challenges. You know, you're not going to do that in a perfect relationship. And there is no perfect relationship. She accepts that. And that was the beauty of it, is to realize that there is no perfection. It's an illusion of our mind. Perfection is an illusion of our mind trying to bring order to a life that has none. And so once we realize there's no perfection, you're fulfilled and happy in whatever you do, whomever you choose, and whichever path you take.
Awesome. Here, just to tease, this teased the audience now for, ready for this? Searching for God at 5,000 feet. You gotta buy the book to find out what he means.
There you go. There. Embrace the Chaos, How India Taught Me to Stop Overthinking and Start Living. Bob Migliani, I appreciate you being a guest on our show. And do me a favor, go like the Kim Pagano Show on Facebook, and so I can share you with everybody.
Absolutely.
You got
absolutely.
It.
We'll do. Thank you.
You have a really great day. All right, Spence, let's give something away.
All right, let's roll out another big prize here. How about this time if we go with Cesar Millan? Can we do that? A pair
of
tickets?
Yeah, and actually, how about Cesar Millan and what is it, the one I just told you?
There's such a list on
I
this
know,
thing.
The Heights.
The and, Heights.
Yeah. It's
the
coming.
Heights.
Yeah. It's coming up, and here, let me see. I'll tell you exactly. Yeah,
so while you're doing this, at 2 o'clock, when you come back on our show at 2 o'clock, I'm going to talk about learning to forgive yourself, because I think that's part and parcel as to what he's talking about here. a lot of us don't forgive ourselves, and it leads to a lot of crap.
That's a really good point. Well, what I want to do, 419.
Will you come back at 2?
Yes, come back at 2. Are you going to come back
at
2?
I'm coming back at 2.
Okay, good. All right.
I'll go have lunch, and I'll come back at 2.
All right. Well, we have tickets. I've got tickets to Cesar Millan, which that was what Coach Spence was talking about, and In the Heights, and that is at the Cabrillo Music Theater. So,
Cabrillo.
Did I say it wrong?
Well, yes.
Okay, so
Cabrillo. Like Camarillo.
Camarillo. Okay, Cabrillo. Okay, Cabrillo. I love it. Anyways, that is going to be playing March 28th through April 6th. It's supposed to be amazing. And then I'm telling you, you need to tune in. We got Women Fully Clothed is coming back, and we got lots of good stuff. But anyways, 419-0008, 419-0008. Leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members from the Kim Pagano Show will get back with you. Our next guest is Barbara, and I hope I'm going to say this right, Dianis, and we're going to talk about grade transformer for the modern student. If you have somebody that needs improving in their schoolwork, this is going to be a definite listen to. So stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily. So there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent family-owned bookstore with 3 locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone.
We need to record the radio show's boring. We need to record the in-between stuff.
Oh, yeah, all the stuff that...
Well, Spence and I dress the same, almost.
Yeah.
Different colors. I'm yellow and green. He's
We're
going to
be talking about wardrobe here very shortly,
so,
and how guys are so
forget
totally
the morning
different.
Show. Come back at 2 because we're going to talk about forgiving yourself. It's a very important subject.
Yeah.
We need to talk
we're
going to
be talking about what makes you happy.
Donuts.
You and these donuts.
White
I'm
donuts.
Telling you. In fact, you know what, Spence? Let's give away some bagels.
Bagels are good. Love bagels from nowhere.
I have a lot of stuff that makes me happy. Oregon's football team winning by 30.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Looking at you makes me happy.
You're awesome.
Being with Karen Campbell makes me happy.
There you go.
Being with Tommy Spence makes me happy.
There you go. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Let's give away
rain makes me happy.
Some
I like
bagels
rain.
Right now at 419-0008, 419-0008.
Do you ever talk to anybody that wins the bagels, honestly? Because I want to know how long they last. Have you ever seen the size of a Noah bagel?
Yeah. I cut them in fours, I told you. Slice, slice, slice. I'm on a, you know, a very eating.
Eating. I want to, maybe this afternoon, what does that mean, eating clean?
I'll tell you.
I want to
one ingredient.
Food? I do not, no, I don't wash anything.
Are you serious?
No, because my wife says it helps build my immune system.
Oh, no, no, no. I need to talk to your wife. There's a lot of pesticides.
You need to talk to my wife. Yeah.
I need to work on this. Anyways, when you go over to Noah's and you win right now, 419-0008, just walk in there, talk to Ron. He's a manager over there, and Tell him Kim sent you from the Kim Pagano
Kim
Show.
Kim sent you.
He will
Kim sent
have
you.
A cup of coffee on us. Kim so he's sent a really you. Great guy. Anyways, our next guest is Barbara Dianis. And her book is Grade Transformer for the Modern Student. Welcome, Barbara.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
You
tell
cute,
us.
Didn't she have a cute little voice?
She does.
Hey,
yeah.
Barbara, both Kim and I have language learning disabilities, so you're the perfect
speak
guest.
Speak for yourself, please. I just got her name right.
Well, there's help for everyone.
Okay, see. But you know what? I love it. I have four children. Two of my kids I've homeschooled, and one I'm trying to get through high school right now. He's got senioritis, like majorly bad. I think every time I say to him, you are going to graduate, right? You know, I put a little pressure on him.
Well, that's a good thing to be doing.
Yeah, I think a lot of parents don't think education's really important anymore, and I find that really saddening.
I do too, especially in a world where over 7,000 students Monday through Sunday are dropping out of school.
Yeah, I heard that. You know, I'm actually doing a speaking engagement on Sunday for 11th graders, and I'm going to be talking about leadership.
Oh,
and I
wonderful.
Just, yeah, I really think that it's about believing in yourself. I really think
it
that
is.
They don't think they can do it, or their parents think, you know, or they think their parents think they can't do it. We need to build our kids better and build up their, you know, their
self-esteem. Well, there's a difference between education and knowledge, and I think the generation that's raising our kids today, I'm not sure where their focus is, Barbara. And I think, doesn't it start really at home as we all, it really does start
in
at home.
My years of practice of working with, for 21 years working with high school students and students of other grade levels, it absolutely starts in the home. If they feel that they're in a home situation where a parent or more than one parent doesn't really value education, and doesn't see that it's important that they graduate, or if they perceive they don't value education, then it's harder for the student to value education.
I just want to say something. When I was growing up, and my mother was a school teacher, we had bookcases of books. Now, both of you have been to my office, and I have I read books. So go into, I would love to know how many homes you go into, Kim and Karen and Barbara, where there are books laying around, or there are shelves of books. I mean,
not very many anymore. I have a lot of books because I do the radio show too. But I have to tell you, is a lot of, I mean, I honestly would rather hear something on a tape, on a, you know, audio than read it, you know. So
I've been into many homes where it's hard to find one or two books.
Yeah,
that the parent's reading, or the parent might say, well, I read a book quite a while ago, but the habit of seeing them read something in an actual book or newspaper isn't always modeled for the student.
Right. Read a newspaper. I read it every morning. That is kind of like our what's happening right here. In fact, Coach, stop reading that newspaper right now.
No, but the cultures, you know, you're probably old enough to be Barbara's mother, but I just had to say that.
Did you just see that you were the only one laughing?
He cracked himself up. Yeah.
I know. Give me a break. Jeez. Oh gosh.
But with our culture, you said it this morning a couple of guests ago. Our culture is changing so rapidly. But you know what your profession is so important that we keep sending, and you do it, Kim, on your show, keep sending the message. We have to try to find new ways to gain knowledge.
No question. No. And now, 24/7, you can find knowledge. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's no reason why a student who is starting to slip in school or not doing well in today's world that they can't find strategies to help them help themselves. I think so often students find themselves in a they start falling behind in school, and they, with the kids that I've interviewed through the years, they don't really know how to think abstractly enough to figure out how to get themselves to a place where they are at least commensurate with their peers and performing at least a satisfactory level. And sometimes it takes really breaking down the information to smaller steps.
Right.
And so, teaching them different ways to study that are more effective for their brains and the way that they are as a student.
So, Barbara, since you are, you know, a specialist in this, what are some of the things that parents can do to help their teenagers grow academically?
Well, the first thing is value education and make sure that the idea of graduating is something that is a goal for that household. You know, this their son or daughter will graduate. Next is checking the grades online is very important. Even when the student might say, well, they're turning everything in and getting, you know, satisfactory grades or really good grades, sometimes there are holes that the students, because they are still growing in their ability to be abstract thinkers, they will miss things or just cover up for the parent that everything is fine when the parent looks later or gets a note from the school and there's all these grades that haven't been passing grades or low grades, and then a plethora of missing assignments.
That's a big one right there. I have to tell you, people are, and I'm gonna be right in there with everybody. Sometimes I get so busy, I think, hey, everything okay at school? Yeah, everything's good. And I go online, I'm like, are you kidding me?
Right.
Hello, what is good? Yeah, and so I have to.
Very common problem.
Yeah, and so then I'm like, I call the teacher. I'm like, well, we were waiting for you to call. I'm like, oh, my gosh, could you please call me when you see that things are going down? Because sometimes there's not enough time to help them.
No, there isn't. And then there comes the panic mode and the marathon of missing assignments where the teacher might give enough grace. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, to turn things in late for, you know, but they usually take points off the project or assignment or whatever is late.
Right. And, you know, I'm into motivating. I think that the schools, if there is a way they can motivate,
absolutely.
I mean, you're in a motivating.
Well,
right?
You're I'm just listening to both of you. First of all, you have one of the cutest little radio voices I've ever heard.
Thank you.
But I'm just sitting here fuming, actually. And it's interesting, you just said leadership. Where are the superintendents of schools? How come they're not in the public? You know, we are lacking such leadership at the administrative levels in schools. Bureaucratic educational idiots hide behind their desk and their titles. They're not out in the community.
They should be out in the community and meeting with parents from young all the way, you know, parents of young children all the way up, and stressing the importance of education.
Absolutely.
Right. And, you know, I have to say that a lot of parents, I'm going to come from the parent side, is a lot of parents think, not my child, not, you know,
right,
my kid's going to do okay, or maybe they're having a dyslexia or an ADD, or I've gone through that with my kids, and you know what, you have to face the music. It doesn't mean that they're a bad kid. They're struggling. They need more help. How do you get your children help so that they can be successful? So it's whatever you need to be successful. That's what life's
about.
The
naivety of our, yes, well said, Kim. The naivety of our community, Barbara and Kim and Karen, is unbelievable. I'm in a position where I hire people. I have friends that are CEOs. Kids that are coming out of college are not getting hired.
Yeah.
Because they can't interview. They can't speak properly. Everything that you have in your book is a symptom of why they're not getting hired.
And I think it actually kind of comes back to the parents. You know, you watch American Idol, okay?
Good job.
And they, you know, they're not doing a good job. They need to say, hey, that's not working.
Absolutely. And,
take the time. Take the time that it takes to sit down with them and spend that time, even if you're just...
Invest in your families,
And to realize their role in it.
Yeah.
Because I think so often, at least the school systems that I've worked with or been a part of through the years, sometimes they tell the parents that school is the child's job.
Right. It's not.
They have their own. But children are not, you know, some children will be fine with no help. And there are the other ones that really, when they start breaking down, it's hard for a child or a teenager to admit, I can't do something, or I don't know how to do it.
Right, and they don't want to hurt their parents' feelings. They don't want to think you're, you know, I mean, it's a list of things that they feel like they're a failure, and
right,
you almost have to build them up and say, hey,
absolutely,
you know what, I went through that before. Let me help you out. I still
absolutely
love you, and I still think you're a good person. So I really
what's the title of your book, Barbara?
It's called Grade Transformers for the Modern Student.
And why did you write it?
I wrote it because I myself had difficulty in school. I overcame learning issues and became national dean's list at the university level when it was really deemed impossible for me to even be able to, when I was younger, to be able to even go to study at a university. And then I taught my students, and they were all struggling, different grade levels, and they were these solutions that I really detail in the book were working, because I found the ways that they were not understanding and found methods to help them. And I wanted to make that available to students across everywhere in the nation.
So you talked their language.
I did.
Yeah, and I think that that's so important. You know, I mean, really in everything. I mean, in business, you know, you're talking about real estate, you're talking about business. When I do hair, you know, people come in to me and they'll say, yesterday I was busy all day long. Everybody that came in wanted a new style. And I was like, okay, I'll totally give you one, but let me take the time to find out what's going on in your life. Okay. And they were like, I want it just cut off. We talked about this. It's crazy. And when I found out, they were just like, I just need a lift. I'm like, I hear you. Okay, so let's do a lift, but we don't have to take it all off. And if then you want it more, I will spend the time to do it.
Right.
But that's what we need to do with our kids in our,
absolutely,
you know, in our schools. So
absolutely,
I love it. I love that on the back of your thing, it says, don't count me out. That's what we have to really kind of reinforce our society in every level. Don't count us out, you know.
That's if, right.
Yeah, I love that message. Again, Grade Transformer for the Modern Student, and it's early high school edition. So
This
is would help. So it's not for younger. It's more for high school, correct?
This would start helping middle schoolers all the way up, and it can help seniors in high school.
Wow, I love it. Barbara Diantis, and thank you so much for being a guest on our show. Where do we find your book?
It's at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Okay, perfect. All right, great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, well, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Coach Ron Tunick and Karen here, and Tom. And we've been talking about some really good topics.
That subject, we need to have her back. I mean, this is such an important subject, educating our young people, getting them prepared for life.
Did it's you not like school when you were young?
No, I did not.
Karen, did you like school when you were young?
I enjoyed the recess and the lunch breaks.
That's pretty funny. Spence?
Did not.
Yeah. And you know what? I was like Karen. I think it's a, you know, I don't know.
I was very immature, and I was very good in college. So I was not good in high school, but I got very good grades in college.
Because you found yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. How about now?
I'd be better later.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting because...
So don't give up. It's just what you said.
Don't give up.
Don't
stay
give
in
up.
That game. That's what it's all about.
But my mother was an educator, so that...
You had
the seed.
Advantage to
yeah,
that.
The seed was planted, and she was so obnoxious as an educator, she turned me off. I mean,
what
we,
did
we
she teach?
We couldn't watch television. We didn't have a television in the house.
What did she teach?
English.
Oh, so she was English.
So I hated English.
I like that. Now, yeah, but you know what? It really is about passionate teachers, too. You know, you can have a boring teacher and you're like, why do I have to go back to that class? Or you can have a teacher that is rock and roll and you love it. They got so much energy and you want to learn what they're talking about.
You know, and Tom's heard me beat this drum, and that's why he's reading the paper, but you know, we have such poor administrators, we have such poor management, such poor leadership at the top. It has to affect. My son's a teacher. He tells me,
yeah,
it has to affect what
it,
they do in the classroom.
It just needs to. They just need to have more support. They need support
from
in order,
the top and from the parents.
Yeah,
so you know, the parents say it's always the teacher's fault, right? Little Johnny's fine, you know. My little Johnny's fine.
Not my little Johnny. Yeah, I don't know. You know what? And I'm
big
kind
subject.
Of the opposite. Yeah, I'm kind of the opposite. I'm like, what did my kid do? And there's like, Mom, I didn't, you know. But I want to make sure. I'm like, okay, are you sure? Because I want to make sure you're doing a good job. Whatever you do.
But this whole thing goes to what we were talking about with the smartphone. We're so preoccupied with this little, and I am too. I mean, my wife and I were talking about it last night.
Do you go to bed and have your phone in your bed?
It's not it. No, it's no. not in. There's only one thing in my bed. It's not the phone. Okay,
I just want to make sure.
The phone's next to on the nightstand.
It is. Yeah. So okay.
But
so
not my wife's phone. We were talking about this was a subject last night. She said to me, "You've got to wean yourself off the phone."
Yeah. Yeah. My husband and I mean,
we need to get a shrink or something.
I think everybody's.
Tom, aren't you a shrink? Aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. He's everything.
Where's do you sleep with your phone?
It's at the side of my bed.
How about you, Karen Campbell?
Mine's on the nightstand.
There you go.
Yeah, we're terrible. How many of you out there sleep with your phones at the side of your bed?
But didn't everybody have a phone at
before?
The side of their bed before? It was just.
Yeah, but now you're got your computer, your Facebook, your right.
Yeah, social media. But I mean, Tom's point. I mean, we
yeah,
our
we
phone
all had it before. Yeah, yeah I didn't realize that. But were you on it because you weren't? You
but the phone
look
did.
There's only one thing you should be on when you're in bed.
The
okay,
phone
partner.
The phone, but my phone lights up all through the night.
That's
you
what
know?
I'm saying. It's, exactly.
You know, Twitter's
so
going.
Mine.
Facebook's going.
Do you ever wake up in the middle of the night and like try to hide it? Anyways. Oh God. A
but
great
who's
show.
Facebooking at 3 a.m? Are you?
No, I don't know.
I am.
Of course, Tom
well,
is. There
he's
you
up.
Go.
Well,
he's I going. Do want to remind everybody of our 2 o'clock show. We're going to have Huck Flynn on, and he's going to be talking about his book Rocking Nam. And then we're going to have Dan Chum on and how to pick a spouse, okay? He's got some proven guide to finding a lifelong partner. Also with that, thank you everybody for being here.
About forgiving yourself?
We're going to talk about forgiving ourselves. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. So stay with us and come back at 2 to 3 here on AM 1590 KVTA. Let me end the show with a moment of happiness. To be beautiful means to be yourself, and you don't need to be accepted by others. You need to accept yourself. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'll talk to you later.
Been waiting for. Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I got three favorite cards that get most.